there, friends. My name is Cam Koenig, and today I'm going to be bringing you a review of Overwhelm for the Nintendo Switch. This game is also available on PC. In the interest of full disclosure, a copy of this game was provided by the developer for review purposes. You can find me at TheCamDyMan on Twitter, my other content at gg-kc.com, and my show Gamer Heroes on podcast services everywhere. If you like what you hear, please support the Heroes Podcast Network on Patreon at patreon.com/heroespodcasts. Your support lets us continue to bring you great content like this. Now, onto the review. Every once in a while, a game comes along that just makes you appreciate the medium a little bit more. I hadn't really run across a game personally that really nailed the experience of anxiety and hopelessness until I came across Overwhelm. It's tense, it's hectic, it's even downright scary at times. True to its name, I was unbelievably tense and worried the entire game, but I just kept coming back for more. Overwhelm is a side-scrolling action platformer with some interesting horror elements thrown in there. You play as a soldier sent into a heavily infested series of caverns to combat something ominously referred to only as the Hive. The goal is pretty straightforward from the get-go. Collect the 5 crystals, spread around the map, and then bring them back to the center, and then get the hell out of there. It seems simple, but the game will make you fight and learn for every single bit of progress, only to have you start over again and again as you inevitably fail. Your entire skill set only consists of a dashing punch, an uppercut double jump, a single-shot pistol with limited ammunition, and 3 lives to pull it all together. Oh, and you die in one hit. Sounds easy, right? Working your way through the various areas in Overwhelm for the first time is absolutely harrowing. You never really know what's around the corner and whether or not it's already primed to attack. Coupled with the incredible sound design that incorporates some deep bass synth tones, petrifying white noise, and the scariest of all, absolute silence, the developer delivers a truly powerful horror experience. Now, nothing about this game is scary in a traditional horror sense, after all, the regular monsters are just small white bunches of pixels, but the emergent feeling of dread caused by the always very real possibility of just immediately losing your run and starting over from the beginning had my heart pounding every time I picked this game up for a session. Once you lose your first life, you start to be able to see less and less of the screen, as if you, the player, is getting tunnel vision from being too freaked out to even think straight. That effect is only amplified on your last life, too. The tunnel vision obscures your remaining ammunition, and the silence is broken with some of the most unsettling white noise I have heard in a long while. And almost as if to just call you out, the game also flashes Last Chance boldly in the center of the screen before you go off to try and survive just a little bit longer. Eventually, you'll make it to a crystal, all of which are guarded by bosses that aren't terribly difficult, but force you to learn their attack patterns and how they work. Once you throw yourself at that boss enough to finally kill it and grab that crystal, however, is really when the magic of this game truly begins to shine. Because, as the game says, the Hive grows stronger. I absolutely adore this game's twist on your typical roguelike elements. Once you finally beat that boss, you don't get stronger or a new power-up, but the enemies do. It felt like the Hive you're there to destroy has finally acknowledged your presence and starts to fight back and adapt to you as the intruder. I don't want to go too much into it since it should absolutely be experienced, but I wanted to bring it up as it's an example of some very cool world-building this game provides. You do get the benefit of being able to immediately start your next run after you fail outside the boss room of any boss you've beaten so far, which definitely saves you some time, but you do still start over from the beginning. Getting 3 or 4 crystals from these bosses only to die to the very last boss was genuinely soul-crushing, but still felt absolutely exhilarating the entire way through. Every victory felt earned, and while I do take some minor issues with how your character would handle in the middle of a boss fight sometimes, or the occasional sudden death from a random unfortunate enemy placement, they did make everything feel very frantic and very stressful. Overwhelm isn't a very long game, technically. I've seen some speedruns clocking in at about the 15-minute mark. But the amount of time and effort you're putting forth helps it stay around just a little bit longer. Plus, once you finish the game, you unlock the New Game Plus option, which changes up the paths and makes things have more of a set rotation of where you're supposed to go. I also want to give a shout out to the game's accessibility and difficulty options, because I think they're brilliant. The menu literally says, "Overwhelm is never easy. It's hard for some, impossible for others, but if you find it impossible, try this," and then it directs you to the assist mode. It has options for infinite lives, ammo, and aim assist, among other tweaks. Now on paper, those seem like they could ruin the experience, but they absolutely don't. It doesn't take away from the tension of knowing that the boss can just kill you in one hit, or the frustration of throwing yourself at a problem that you just can't solve. The assists streamline the process and allow for people who can't play this game normally for whatever reason experience it as well. Now, if you're the type of person that enjoys haunted houses and a steep challenge, I absolutely cannot recommend this game enough. It's equal parts rewarding, punishing, and terrifying. The sound and visual design combines to allow for some very unsettling effects that feel designed to just get inside of the head of the player. Even if you aren't a thrill seeker, I would definitely say to give it a try. I sure did. The assist mode options allow the game to still keep that same challenge, but allow the spirit of the game to still remain. I could just go on and on about how cool this game is, so I'll just wrap it up here with this one sentence. You should play Overwhelm. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.